I received this book as a late birthday gift from a dear friend, and boy, was I not prepared for what I read. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. My friend knows that I love to read romance novels, so she was very surprised when I told her that I had never read anything by T.L. Swan. I noticed she grimaced when she heard my words, but since she didn't say anything or bring it up again, I thought it was forgotten until she gave me my birthday present. The Bonus by T.L. Swan was released on August the 13th, 2024, and when I opened my birthday present, I said to myself, oh great, another romance book. Even though I've read a lot of spicy love scenes in other romance books, I definitely wasn't prepared for the steamy part of this novel. It's not at all unusual for someone to feel strongly attracted to or even fall in love with a co-worker, right? Well, Grace Potter is proof of that. For over 5 years, she has been in love with Gabriel Ferrara, her extremely sexy boss. Grace's original plan when she moved to New York was just to work there for a year and then go back home. But when she got the job and met her boss, she knew right away that she didn't want to leave him. For all those years, Grace has worked alongside her high-school, glass-cutting, sarcastic boss. Although the job itself is everything she's ever dreamed of, there's one particular trait in her boss's character that breaks her heart and makes her feel a big knot in her stomach. Gabriel is a womanizer. Grace's responsibilities included buying gifts, flowers, etc. for his lovers, and even arranging long hot weekends for Gabriel and his current lover. Grace endured all of this in silence until her heart could take no more, and she decided that enough is enough. One day, she realizes that she will never be what Gabriel is looking for in a woman, and that if she wants to start a family with a man who truly loves her, she knows she has to quit her job, but most importantly, she must stay away from him. When she presents him with her resignation, the last thing she expects is Gabriel's reaction. He gives her a bonus that leaves her speechless, and it will turn her world upside down. As I mentioned in the introduction, this is my first T.L. Swan's book, and I can say without a doubt that I loved it. This is by far one of my most cherished birthday gifts. The author's writing style is entertaining. The way she portrays the two main characters is really interesting, and definitely a bonus of this novel is the laugh I got from some part of the book. The story is solid, and the plot twist that changes everything is well handled by Grace. I highly recommend this novel to anyone who wants to enjoy a story in which the protagonists have a wonderful complicity and incredible chemistry between the sheets. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in knowing a little more about them, you will find the link to my channel in the description box below. I'll see you next week, as usual.